Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. CJ of Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Madison?
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. But, you know, we're living in a democratic world. And you aren't woke till you know history, right? Well, inflation at 8.6, Matt. Last time that happened was when the previous worst president, Jimmy Carter, was in office. And we are facing a catastrophe. It's a matter of time. We're not safe with a Democratic president. Taiwan is going to be invaded by China because this president always leads from behind. And he's made every foreign policy decision has been wrong his entire career, and that's his own Secretary of Defense said that. So this guy's a catastrophe. He uses our oil, strategic oil reserve, you know, maybe to drop oil prices by 10 cents. That's his claim. This guy is a disaster, and we're facing it with police and crime. It took January 6th. For Democrats, progressives, liberals to care about police. Well, look at New York. More crime than ever all across the country. Democrats don't care about crime. They put on the Supreme Court nominee is poor on crime, and the Republicans proved it. You know,
CJ, let me jump in. You've raised a lot of different issues, and I think it's useful to respond to them. First of all, I want to give an overarching issue. He's a wartime president, and Russia is conducting a genocide in Ukraine. Let's all get behind our country. Let's all unify. Let's not attack a wartime president. During the Second World War, Republicans attacked Roosevelt in the 30s for kinds of things you've talked about, economic. When war broke out, we all rallied together. So constantly attacking a wartime president has the inadvertent impact of enabling Putin and his genocide. And I, frankly, for once, would love to see a Republican call in and attack Putin. I mean, I'd really like to see that. The second thing is, we right now have the lowest unemployment since 1968. The stock market does very, very well. Everybody is doing well. Employers are advertising for workers, begging them. Forget minimum wage at 15 an hour. Some companies are giving 25 an hour. Walmart is paying first year truckers 110 grand a year. So yes, there is some inflation and it's going down. We've had inflation every once in a while in our history. I think Biden's doing a very, very good job. And in foreign policy, it was Trump who said that he trusted Putin and not the CIA and the FBI. It was Trump who said that the Afghanistan government couldn't come to the Vienna talks, and he recognized the Taliban, told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists who went out to kill American soldiers. Trump did not care. Now, Trump is not president anymore, and you can make the point, and I accept it, that, okay, now it's Biden, and let's look at Biden. I agree. But Biden, one thing I think we should all agree on is let's get behind a wartime president. If we're going to attack a president, let's attack Putin. Thanks for calling in. Next, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
A lot of things are on my mind this morning. You know, CJ can try to warp the truth as much as he wants to. CJ, wake up, because you're not fooling the people who are paying very close attention to what the devil's going on in our country. We watch live as Trump brought in those little kids and separated them from their parents. We were lucky. We were not taken to the international courts. We watched as Trump attacked our neighbors on both sides the minute that he got in. We watched Republicans lie and lie and lie again. We are victims in our state of the lies of a judge, former judge, who should lose his license, that should be picked up now and tried for lies and all of the fraudulent things that he is doing with our taxpayer money. Listen, you wake up, sir.
You're talking about Gableman, right? He's getting 11 grand a month to go around and do nothing other than to falsely say there's a problem with the election. I think that's what it is, Gene, right?
Yes, definitely. And also to continue doing this type of behavior, even when there's no evidence. I mean, we're being taken to the cleaners, and we have been lied to. And you know what? They're doing the same things and the same lies as Putin has been doing to his people. Wake up, folks. You're being taken advantage of. You're being lied to. So don't come on and insult the best president that I've ever seen in my life that's had to take over the garbage and the deterioration of our country.
Amen, Jane. I love your passion. We have three more callers. I'm trying to get them in all, and I will before the break. Thank you so much for calling. I always love your calls, and I love your passion. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill? Bill of Oconomowoc. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. And Bill, come back on the line and we'll get to you. Rocky of Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky? Rocky of Madison.
We might be having a phone glitch here, so I'm going to try and pick them up again. Oh, are you there, Rocky?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
What's up, Rocky? What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning. Yeah, I learned this when I was 13. Actions speak louder than words. We're not acting. We're just talking. It's time to act up and do the right thing. If you get a bully and they tell you they're going to beat you down, you give them a shove. If they come back at you, you beat them down. You don't sit and take it. We're taking it right now, and it's wrong. I hope
you said that very well.
You said that. You don't got to wait for Hitler to step on your throat.
Right. Right. And I think what's going on here is that Biden is too cautious in some respects. He's done a superb job getting NATO together, the economic sanctions, and some aid to Ukraine. But because he's attacked by Republicans relentlessly who won't attack Putin, I think he has these political instincts that he's got to cover his rear. The best way to cover your rear in this, Joe Biden, is to be a leader and get the planes to Zelensky and get him his weapons and push the Ruskies back. That's the best way. Rocky's exactly right. When you're dealing with a Hitler, they only understand strength, and you can do that, and you're more likely and you will avert a nuclear conflict if you show strength than if you show weakness. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, are you back on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay. CJ has to be on the radio every day. He is the best reason to vote Democrat I've ever heard. I don't know if he really listens to what comes out of his mouth, but he's really giving us all a good reason why we can't vote Republican, because all he does is parrot what he hears on Fox. And that's okay. That's fine. I enjoy people like him. I hope you invite more people like him to call in, because they almost talk themselves out of the issue. I just struggle with it. But anyhow, you guys do a wonderful job. But keep getting right-wing people on here. We need to listen to them. That's the best entertainment than Looney Tunes. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill. Great call as always. We're going to Ian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Ian?
Yeah, good morning. In response to CJ's daily blah blah, I'm curious of what CJ's thoughts are on the infrastructure. You know, he's kind of hard on Biden, you know, but I feel like Biden's tried his with everything he's got in him to pass things to combat inflation. Right. One thing, for example, I would love my mother to have dental and vision on her limited income. And I believe we did increase Social Security by like 5%, which I know it's a drop in the bucket, but there's a whole lot of things that tried to happen. CJ, what about the entire party? What about every senator that you got, CJ, all the red ones? Where was their support helping our economy? No, they just want to ensure that there's a loss for the Democrats. That's all I got. CJ, I'd love to see you at the gas station.
Yeah, Ian, that's a very, very profound comment. What the Republicans are doing is they're not voting in the Senate and the House to benefit the United States. They only vote to somehow injure Biden and to deny him a victory. It's perceived as a victory. What they do not understand is that you mentioned the hard infrastructure. Well, the hard infrastructure benefited America. It didn't benefit Biden. You know, we have bridges that engineers have said have to be shut down or there'll be a fatality. There was a bridge up in the Minneapolis area. Remember a couple of years ago, it crashed during rush hour. And you have to repair bridges. You have to repair airports. You have to repair roads, the interstate highway system. You have to repair water systems. And it takes money to do that. And Biden fought very, very hard. And initially, they were going to filibuster it. They were going to filibuster everything. Finally, in the end, he's a very good Senate parliamentarian himself. He was in the Senate a long time. And I think he got about 19 Republicans to come along. But they only did it at the end when they realized it was inevitable, when all of the procedural roadblocks had been overcome. And then they wanted to get on it. And then you know what they did, which is unbelievable to me. And this was in the House and the Senate. Guy down in Alabama goes, who voted against it, sends out a message and he holds a press conference. And he says, my district is going to get all this money. And somebody goes, you voted against it. And he chuckles. All he did was chuckle because it didn't matter that he voted against it. That was the way it was going to be. These are not people that are trying to benefit the United States. When they attack Biden, a wartime president, when he's trying to save Ukraine and stand up to Putin, a genocidal sadist, they are not helping the United States. They're helping Putin. You do not attack a wartime president. It used to be the protocol was that politics stopped at the shoreline. If you were a senator, for instance, or in Europe, whatever you may think of the incumbent president of the other party, you don't say anything. You don't criticize him. You stand together united. We're united Americans. That went out the window with Trump. That went out the window with the Republican Party. They freely attack their own president. And China and Russia see this. They see it. And that's when China sends jet planes over near Taiwan. And it's when Putin invades Ukraine, because they say we are not united. Word to the Republican Party, do not attack a wartime president. You're supporting Putin's genocide. You're supporting Chinese expansion. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789. Get back to the lines right after the break.